97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes says Wisconsin governors are facing a new kind of challenge as federal pressure increasingly enters areas traditionally handled by states. Isabella Nieto reports.
In a visit to the WXCO studios on Thursday, Barnes said recent threats towards other states shows how quickly those dynamics can change.
We have not had to deal with experience, at least not in my lifetime. But we don't take the threats lightly.
Barnes took aim at the Trump administration, saying they govern using fear. He says Wisconsin should not respond by backing down.
He's using these fear and scare tactics to try to get people in positions to go along with his political agenda, which does nothing to serve the people of Wisconsin. It only serves his own interests.
Barnes says waiting for the next election is not an option as families struggle with rising costs. He says leaders must act immediately using the power they already have.
We are 2 weeks into 2026 and we see how things have quickly devolved. If things can happen this quickly in 2 weeks of this year, or even 1 year of Donald Trump's second presidency, imagine what more can happen in 10 months. We don't have the luxury to sit around and wait.
Barnes also discussed concerns in rural Wisconsin about renewable energy projects replacing farmland. He says local opposition to an energy project should be heard, but also says there is room for compromise.
If we have community opposition to a project, I think that opposition should be respected, but also want to make sure people have the right information about how land use is still achievable.
Barnes also says rural job losses, including due to paper mill closures, require the state to invest in small businesses, clean energy manufacturing, and recreation-based industries.
11 people in Wisconsin have become sick and 2 are in the hospital after consuming Live It Up brand Supergreens dietary supplement powders. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirmed on Thursday they're working with the CDC, FDA, and DATCP to investigate this outbreak. 45 people in 21 states have become infected after consuming the product. The first person in Wisconsin to become sick related to this outbreak reported their symptoms began on October 1st. Live It Up brand Supergreens dietary supplement powder is sold nationwide. The recall includes original and wild berry flavors with the expiration dates from August 2026 to January 2028. If you have this product, you should throw it away or return it. Wash any items or surfaces that may have been in contact with it. If you have consumed the product, you should monitor for symptoms of salmonella infection and go to the doctor if they become severe. Common symptoms include diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps. In rare cases, it can cause serious illness, including bloodstream infections and death. Hunter education courses are open now for courses that begin in the spring. The DNR is encouraging people to sign up before the courses fill up. Anyone born on or after January 1, 1973 is required to hold a hunter education certificate to purchase a hunting license. If you're 17 or younger, you must take either the traditional multi-day course or take the course online and attend a one-day field day training. Those over 18 are eligible to take any option to complete the hunter education course. You can learn more and sign up at dnr.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing tips on recognizing human trafficking in honor of National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. State Patrol officials shared behaviors that could indicate someone is a victim of human trafficking, including acting fearful, submissive, or that their movements are being controlled. If you suspect someone may be a victim of human trafficking, you should call 911 if they are in immediate danger. You should call your local non-emergency police number or the National Human Trafficking Hotline if the situation is not life-threatening. Highly pathogenic avian influenza currently has 73 cases in poultry in 28 states, including Wisconsin. As of Wednesday this week, there are 0 new cases in livestock in any state, though there had been 1 detection in livestock in Wisconsin in December. Wisconsin increased their milk testing frequency to 100% beginning in January. The goal is to test each farm approximately every month. To date, more than 29,000 milk samples have been tested as part of the National Milk Testing Strategy, representing nearly all licensed dairies in Wisconsin. DATCP officials recommend livestock and poultry farmers to remain vigilant and utilize enhanced biosecurity measures to protect herds and flocks. Drawdowns will begin next week for winter maintenance on hydroelectric dams in Juneau and Adams counties. The Wisconsin River Power Company will begin lowering the reservoir at its Peatonwell Dam on Monday, January 19th. It will be reduced by up to 5 feet. The Castle Rock Dam drawdown will begin on February 1st and will drop up to 6 feet. As water levels are reduced, thin or unstable ice conditions may occur. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Bucks lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lost to the San Antonio Spurs 119-101. Milwaukee fell so far behind, head coach Doc Rivers decided to wave the white flag and bench most of his starters.
We got our play, guys. Let me say this. Before the game, if you had told us we shot 48 threes, what would you have thought? We didn't make them. And the missed threes, long rebounds got them out running. That hurt us. But the fouling killed us.
The Bucks are off until Monday when they host the Hawks. College hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center tomorrow at 1 against Rutgers. Greg Gard on CBS Sports asked about that big win last weekend over number 2 ranked Michigan.
How many text messages were on your phone when you went to the locker room after the game?
Over 100. Most all the former coaches and ADs I've worked with and for. And no, it was fun. Proud of our players and locker room. Obviously, it was very celebratory.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy skies and a bit breezy today with some scattered light snow showers. Any additional accumulations will be light. High temps in the upper 20s. For tonight, a few flakes lingering, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy with low temperatures near 10 degrees.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.